See, Jesus did not come to establish a religion. Jesus came to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth, just like it is in heaven. And that's what we find in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, when he talks about how unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. In other words, he came to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth. He will establish the kingdom with justice and with judgment. So when Jesus came, his mission was to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now, why would he have to reestablish something? The only reason why you would have to reestablish something is if something was there before. Where did that happen at? That happened back in the Garden of Eden. When God created Adam, and taking the rib from Adam, he made Eve. He created them in his image. He created them in his likeness. He created them to be just like him. And when he created them to be just like him, guess what they could do? They operated on earth just like he operated in heaven. How do you know? Because when God made all the animals, he was not the one who named the animals. What did he do? After he had made mankind, what did he do? He brought the animals to Adam, and whatever name Adam called the animal, that was the name of that animal. Now, how was Adam able to give animals names? Because he was not operating as a man with just five physical senses. He had the kingdom of God, the mind of God. He had the wisdom of God. He had the insight of God. He had the spirit of God on the very inside of him. And he operated on the earth just like God operates in the heaven. Can you see that? Now, why is that important to you and I? Because when Jesus came on the earth, to reestablish the kingdom of God on earth, just like it is in heaven, one of the things, the first thing he did was after his disciples, or after he went to the cross and paid the price, the cross was the method. Reestablishing the kingdom was the mission.